Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Friendly Sisterly Advice Podcast. I'm your host, Yvonne, and I'm so happy that you're able to join me once again. Today's podcast, we're going to be addressing a topic that I feel very passionately about. So I might get a little heated, bear with me. But today we're going to be talking about dating 101 and the four types of guys you'll encounter in today's dating scene. So let's jump right in. So I have notes because I was thinking about this a lot during the week and I had a lot of thoughts. So I just wanted to write them down so I wouldn't forget. Does anyone else feel like January is dragging? Like, what's today? Sunday, January 19th. I just feel like we've been, like, I feel like I said Happy New Year like 2 months ago. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But let's talk about the four types of guys. So, anything I say in this podcast is based off of my own experience. And I've broken it down into four types of guys, but a lot of the time you can get all four in one guy, or you can get like little bits of each of these characteristics in one guy, or, you know, none of them, you know, and I don't know. This is what I've experienced and this is what I've been through, and I just wanted to share. I hope that you guys are able to take something away from this. I hope it helps you in some way. Okay, so the first type of guy we're going to talk about is the dad. Have you guys ever dated the dad? Like, let me just break it down for you. From my experience, this guy has a fragile ego. And he's not looking for a partner. He's looking for a subordinate. He's looking for a daughter. Like, bro, if you want a daughter, go have a daughter. I'm not your daughter. Don't treat me like your daughter. Don't train me. Don't caution me. Don't talk to me like I'm less than. I experienced this with older guys. I've dated a few older guys. I don't do that anymore. And when I say older guys, I mean like 8 to 10 to 15 years older. I don't mean a couple years. I mean like 10 years older. Like, I'm 24. So I don't want to date, you know, someone in their late 30s. I just don't. I used to be very open-minded with dating, but I think that what I defined as open-minded was more of a lack of standards. I think I was very open. I would date, you know, whoever. If we had good chemistry and, you know, I was attracted to them on some level, I would be like, you know what, we'll figure out the rest later. That only led to unfortunate events. So now I'm a lot more picky with who I date. And, you know, maybe that's just me, but this is just how I choose to approach these things because, first of all, I'm very scared of being taken advantage of. Like, that's one of my big fears. And the more you grow, the more you learn, right? And it's crazy to me that now at 24, I've learned so much compared to when I was, I don't know, like 22 or even 20 or, you know, 16. I've learned so much. So imagine someone that has 10 years on you. I don't know, that's just risky to me because he might know how to manipulate you. He might know what to say, how to act to get what he wants. And I just don't want someone that's so much more experienced than me. Like, I was talking to a guy, he had asked for my number and we started talking, and I found out that he was 35 and he had two kids and he was divorced. And I cut it off. I told him I wasn't interested. Now, am I saying, oh my God, like, I don't want to date a guy with kids? Well, yeah, kind of. Because I just don't want that. Because if there's kids, there's a mom. I feel like I'm going off on a tangent. But I'm very picky with the guys I date. But the dad type of guy, he has a big ego, but it's also so fragile. Right? He wants you to be his little woman, sit there and look pretty, don't talk, be the beauty and not the brains. He wants to train you. I like to use the term lesson teacher. He wants to teach you lessons, right? He wants to correct you and, you know, train you and mold you into what he wants you to be. You know, like, he wants a blank slate that he can build and build himself the perfect little thing. Avoid this type of guys. These are the type of guys that they're always right. and the rest of the world is just stupid, and he knows everything. And I know I said I usually encounter this with older guys, but I have actually encountered this with a guy that was my age, and that blew my fucking mind, because I was like, bro, you're 25, calm down, you know, like, just chill, okay? They always want to be respected, and they're like, please don't disrespect me. And honestly, generally, I don't think I'm a very disrespectful person, but, you know, if you want, like, an abnormal amount of respect, like, if you want to be greeted, or you want me to, like, you know, stop talking and stop doing what I'm doing and just pay attention to you when you walk into the room, things like that, very, like, backward mentality, are you the president? Even the president we don't respect. Even the president we don't respect like that, you know? So it's just like, well, what do you want, bro? Like, calm down, you know? And when I start calling you bro, like, that's, it's over. Like, that's a bad sign. But I'm just like, why? Do you want a partner? Or do you want a subordinate? Do you want someone who will be by your side? Or do you want someone who's going to be behind you and just, like, you know, waiting for you to give them direction? Do you not want me to be a individual on my own? Like, I don't understand. Avoid the dad. You have a dad. I have a dad. Even if you don't have a dad, what you're looking for in a partner, in a romantic partner, is not a father. You're looking for a partner. You're looking for a teammate, not a teacher, okay? They have a big ego. You know, someone once told me, or I read online somewhere, that confident is silent and insecurity is loud. They're always talking about how much they know, how great they are, how experienced they are, why you should listen to them, because they know it. They know it all. They are the teacher. They know everything. They know better than you. They know better than your parents. Like, they have it figured out. And all you have to do is listen. Okay. That's the first category I think you should avoid. Like I said earlier, a lot of guys will come without a little mix of each of these characteristics, but I can't stand the father, the dad type, because, like, I don't want a dad, bro. Like, I want a boyfriend. I want a partner. I want a teammate. I want, my person. I have an actual father. Like, that role has been filled. So thank you. Next. Okay, let's talk about the second type of guy you might encounter in this 2020 Tinder, Bumble, Hinge dating environment that we're at, in the fuckboy prime, right? Let's talk about the good guy asshole. This one is the most manipulative type of guy out there. I don't like this type of guy because, like, fuck you. Okay, so he's a good guy, right? He is nice, he's charming, he's kind, he's smart, he's funny, he's good looking. You like him. But he's very hot and cold, right? He's very hot and cold, and, like, he just switches it up. Like, one day he's like, hey, you know, how you doing? He's talking to you, he's replying your text, he's calling you consistently for, like, a few days, and then nothing. And you're like, huh? And now you're wondering, you're like, where are you? You know, like, why haven't I heard from you in a while? This kind of guy, they don't like to be the bad guy. They don't like to be the bad guy at all. They want to be the good guy, even though, like, they're the worst type of guy for you, because they keep you in a state of limbo to where, like, you can never just be done. Like, I would rather you just be 100% of an asshole so I could be like, okay, I hate you, bye. But no. They're gonna be kind enough to where you're like, oh, but he's so sweet, right? But then nothing. Like, the relationship isn't progressing. You're not making any solid plans. He's not planning with you. He's not claiming you. He's not taking you where you want to go in this relationship, and you're like, I don't understand. You know, he just wants to keep you there. I'll give you an example. This is the kind of guy that you won't hear from him for, like, months, right? And you think it's done, right? You think it's over and he's moved on and, you know, you're moving on. And then he hits you with the, hey, that stupid text. Hey, girl, you gotta ignore, please ignore that. Please ignore that. Because you know what he's doing? He doesn't want to be the bad guy. He doesn't want to be the villain in your story. So he's texting you to make sure that you don't hate him. And as soon as you respond, he's like, okay, she doesn't hate me. And then what does he do? Maybe he says a few more things and then he's gone again. Because he has the psychopathy. I don't know if that's a real word. I'll Google it later. And if it's not, maybe I'll cut it out. Maybe I won't. But he has this need to be the good guy. To not be the bad guy. He doesn't want to be the bad guy. He wants to make sure that he's not the bad guy. He wants to make sure that you don't hate him. And once he figures out oh yeah, she replied, she doesn't hate me, there he goes. What are you gonna do? He'll breadcrumb you, just to feel you out. He'll just give you just enough to keep you where he wants you. You need to cut it off. You know what I do when I see red flags, or when I decided that I don't want to talk to someone anymore, I'm not interested in going forward with dating them, I block their number. Sometimes I tell them, sometimes I don't. But the reason I do this, and a lot of people might think this is extreme, but if you text me, I want to reply. I don't know how to ignore a text. I would rather not see it. And sometimes sometimes if the person is not a complete asshole, I'll let them know. I'm like, oh, I'm not interested, you know. Yeah, I think I just, you know, I don't want to. I'm not interested, you know, let's just go our separate ways. I'll let them know, you know, and I'll give them I'll give them some time to respond. Not hoping that they'll convince me to change my mind, just out of respect. And even then, even though they've not done anything, we're not in a fight or anything, I'll still block the number just because I feel like I don't want to keep that. I don't want that them to have that access. If they text me, I might respond. I have no self-control. The only self-control I know I have is to block the number and delete it. Just be done with it. If I keep that number and I get a text from them or just, I might respond. And I don't want that because I never want to be that person that says something and doesn't mean it. Because then, you know, the next time when you say something, why are they going to believe you? The last time you said you would, you didn't, you know? So I am very good at just blocking numbers. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I don't want to change my mind. This is the decision, and I'm gonna stick with it. Okay? So please, the good guy asshole is very hard to get away from because he is nice. And honestly, saying this, no, guys are not in their home, in their bedroom, in a secret lair, just planning how to manipulate and play with you. This is just a subconscious thing that they do. But I also feel like being aware of it is going to help you get out of these situationships more quickly and stop wasting your time and your energy. So yeah, that's the second type of guy you might encounter. Please, 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 ladies, stay away from him, okay? Okay. Okay, let's talk about the third type of guy that you might encounter on Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, whatever, at a bar, anywhere. This is the fickle bastard. And I know that sounds harsh, but this is the fickle bastard. This is the type of guy that doesn't know what he wants. That all of a sudden he's not ready for a relationship. All of a sudden, he doesn't want to put a label on things. All of a sudden, let's just see where things go. You need to back the fuck up and get out of my space. I don't need this fickle, indecisive. You know, I saw this thing on Instagram 2 days ago, and literally it said, when a guy says he's not ready for a relationship, the with you in that statement is silent. When he says he's not ready for a relationship, what he really means is he's not ready for a relationship with you. Okay, are we listening? You gotta read between the lines, girl. You gotta read the writing on the wall and act accordingly. Because Like, why did you approach me then? You don't know what you... And this type of guy, the fickle bastard, he doesn't know what he wants in any aspect of his life. And do you think you're the only one? No, he has like 5 other girls who he is also not knowing what he wants with. Okay? He's like, I really like you, but I just don't know. I'm not ready. What do you mean you're not ready? Like, is this some kind of like... This is not a marriage contract. This is just, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. If like you don't like it, if it's not working out, then just end it and be gone. But will he walk away? No. He's not sure, but he just wants you around anyway. He's like, I like you, you're a nice girl. You know, I'm not in the right place. Like, why did you invade my, like, why did you even interrupt me? Like, stop interrupting. Like Beyonce said, stop interrupting my grinding. Like, I am building something here. Like, I am working very hard to build this amazing life for myself. And here you come, you know, with your, you know, stupid face interrupting me. You chased me. You asked for my number. You texted me every morning. Good morning, beautiful. Fuck you. Okay. So they don't want a relationship. They're telling you they don't want a relationship, but they want the benefits of a relationship. They want you to spend the night. They want you to cook for them. They want to talk to you like you're they want you to listen to their bullshit. They want your feminine energy and your effort and your time. You know, because as a woman, you have to know that your value comes from a lot of different things. It comes from your nurturing nature. It comes from your ability to care deeply. It comes from, you know, what you can do in the bedroom, that too. And he wants all these benefits. He wants all of this. Like, don't get him wrong. Like, he will take, you know, people will use you as much as you let them. He's not gonna be like, oh, you know, like, I'm just gonna do the right thing and just let her go because, you know, this is obviously not what she wants. He can see that what he's doing to you is killing you, and you're only sticking around because you like him, and you're hoping that one of these days, if you love him enough and if you fuck him enough, he'll be like, okay, well, I'll make you my girlfriend. He probably won't, and he knows that he won't, but, you know, he's gonna take what he can get as long as he can get it, you know? Like, don't at me. This is just the game, okay? So you have to make sure that before someone is getting those benefits, and not just sexually, but like just benefits of you and the glorious queen that you are, your presence, your time, your energy, your cooking, your feminine presence, before someone gets all those benefits, make sure that they are worth it and they... Just know what their intentions are. This type of guy is, again, very hot and cold. He, you know, he can go weeks without checking in on you, and then he just pops up randomly and wants to act like nothing happened. Like he didn't just fucking disappear. No. We are not entertaining bullshit. That's not what we're doing. He's very like, I just need time. I need to work on myself. And if you notice something about this type of guy, they're fickle and indecisive in every part of their life. Their career, they don't really have much going on, but they want to focus on it. Like, focus on work. You work at the gas station and you're trying to be a rapper. Okay? You know, like, what are you focusing on? But, you know, I heard this somewhere, I don't remember where, but they said women are very great multitaskers. So we feel like we can build a career, work on our diet, and have a relationship, and do all these different things at the same time. But men feel like they gotta do one thing at a time. Well, if you wanna work on your career and you don't have time for a relationship, don't come and talk, like, leave me alone. Because I never misrepresent myself going into any kind of situation. I always let you know up front what I'm looking for. Unlike you, you know, unlike all these guys are like, let's see where things... If I hear one more guy tell me, let's see where things go, I'm gonna... We don't subscribe to violence. I'm calm. I'm very calm. Anyway, I will be very upfront about my intentions, and I expect you to do the same. So when you now, like, when things are progressing and then you're trying to, like, switch it up on me and just be like, oh, wait, whoa, I don't want this. And I'm like, well, what did you mean by taking it slow? I just thought taking it slow to somewhere, right? Or are you taking it slow to nowhere? Yeah, that's basically it. He's taking what slow then? Like, what are we taking slow? If it's not a relationship, I thought you want, you know what? And this type of guys want to take it slow, but they want to jump in bed with you like the next day. But they want, how is that? I'm like, bro, back the fuck up. Like, don't invade my space. How is that taking it slow? Taking it slow, we're going to take it slow in every aspect, not just the aspect that you want to take it slow. So they don't want a girlfriend. They don't want to claim you. They don't want to be in a relationship, but they want to take that part slow. But the physical part, they want to do it right now. You need to tell him to fuck off. Please don't let him, don't touch me. Get your filthy hands, like, back the fuck, don't touch me, okay? Like, just don't, like, leave, ew, no, don't touch me. So yeah, the fickle bastard, he doesn't know what he wants in a relationship, and you know, we gotta look inwards, look at yourself, because going into any kind of relationship, you have to know what you want, right? Like, what is your end goal? What is the end game? Figure out what exactly you want from all these boys or men that you're talking to. Even if you're currently in a relationship, what do you want? Do you know what you want? And is that situation getting you to that goal? And it doesn't have to be like, I'm not saying like, oh, you want to get married. Like, whatever your goal is, just make sure that the current situation that you're in is leading you there. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. And what are we not going to do? What we're not going to do is waste our time. So please stay very far away from the fickle bastard. Thank you. The last kind of guy we're going to talk about, and I saved this for last for a reason, okay? This is, we're going to call him the victim. I dated this kind of guy for like 4 years. I was in a long-term relationship with a victim. I saved this for last because it's, whew, I have a lot to say. The victim. This type of guy. So imagine, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, guys. These kids are screaming downstairs. I wonder if you can hear them. If you can, I'm so sorry. But I don't have a studio, so I just record out of my apartment, and I don't know why these children are screaming, but they are. Anyway, the victim, he always had a worse day. You had a bad day, well, my day was worse. You had a shitty experience, well, my experience was worse. You've been hurt before, well, I've been hurt worse. I'm like, bro, chill. Like, you can't, you know what? I hate this so much. I think that the victim type of guy is the hardest for me to handle, just because I'm a very empathetic person, and when I care about someone, I care about them deeply. So it's very easy for me to put my feelings and my, you know, my needs aside to tend to someone, you know, to help heal them, to love them back to life. Fuck that. Like, who is loving me back to life? You know, not that I necessarily need that, but I want something that's mutual. I don't want to be your mom. This guy is kind of the polar opposite of the dad, right? He wants to be taken care of. This is what I call a beta male. He's not an alpha. He is not, you know, he's not a masculine leader. He is a beta male. He doesn't want a partner. He wants a mother. He wants to be taken care of. He wants to be looked after. He wants all the attention to be on him. His ego needs that. I dated a guy, he was my boyfriend for a long time, and I could never have a bad day, because whatever bad day I had, his day was worse. I was broke, well, he was more broke. Well, like, you have negative $10 in your account, well, I have negative 50. I'm like, okay, all right, like, it's not a competition. You know, every once in a while, maybe just listen to me whine without following it up with your own whining. I don't know, you know, let's have a back and forth. Can I have a bad day? I could never, like, I had no right to complain because his day was worse, you know, like, so sometimes I wouldn't even go to him with this stuff because I'm like, I know I'm just going to end up telling him, you know, how sorry I am that he had a bad day. Even though I had a horrible day, it doesn't matter. His day was worse. Or, like, he's been hurt before and he's, you know, his heart had his heart broken and you have to be understanding with him. Like, if you're not completely healed from your past experiences, you have no business dating. This goes both ways. Even, like, this even applies to me. It applies to everyone. Don't bring someone else into your mess. That's unkind and unfair. Like, if I feel like I'm not in a place where I can fully love someone the way they deserve to be loved and the way I would want them to love me, then I'll just stay single, which I am, and do the work. Let's not be afraid to work on ourselves. You have to be a full, complete person before bringing someone in to your... Don't bring someone into your chaos. And now, because hurt people hurt people. So you're hurt and you're bringing someone in when you're not completely whole. And now you've hurt them and now they're hurt. And they're probably going to go ahead and hurt someone else. So really, you're destroying the world. Don't do that. Okay? How about you take some time, focus on yourself, heal yourself, and make sure that you're whole on your own before bringing someone into your life that's going to make it better. The victim did not do this. He's hurt. He's a broken little, you know, deer. And he needs petting and he needs healing. And he wants you to heal him and basically love him back to life. And you know the worst part about the victim is that once you're done doing all that work and building up this asshole, he will leave and go and find someone who hasn't seen him when he was so low. Because guys have these, like, egos and they don't really end up with the person who saw them at their lowest. I don't know. That's just my experience. They want a fresh slate. They want to be the alpha. That's nature. They want to be strong. So if you've seen them so weak and so broken, they associate you with that weakness and that brokenness. And now they want, like, a brand new shiny thing who doesn't know all their fuck ups and who doesn't know all their flaws. Date a guy that's already whole, because you're already whole. You know, make sure you are, and make sure that you guys are on the same page. Don't date a victim whose life is so horrible and all these things happened. Listen, we're all dealt a certain hand, and some people's hand in life are worse than others. I can admit that. Like with my ex, why it was so hard for me is because he was dealt a bad hand. I was more privileged than I was born into more privilege than he was. I had opportunities that he didn't have, and I can admit that. But it's also, and that's not his fault. It's not his fault that he was born into that situation, and it's not my fault that I was born into the situation I was. I don't deserve any credit. I didn't do anything to get that. It was just dumb luck. But it's also our responsibility how we handle the hand that we're dealt. It's our responsibility how we, the kind of life we build for ourselves, no matter, you know, what we were given to start with. And it's hard and it sucks, but it's just the reality of it, you know? And I remember when Kylie Jenner was named, like, was it youngest billionaire or something like that, like by some magazine, and people were like, self-made. She was named like a self-made billionaire or something, and people were mad about it because they're like, she's not self-made, she's a fucking Kardashian Jenner, like, she was born into money. Okay, I'll give you that. But there's also people who are born into money that didn't do anything with it. You know, so I wouldn't necessarily take that credit away from her because she has built something and she has built something impressive. Now, with the self-made thing, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a bit icky on that, but she did do something good. Like, she created a business from scratch and good for her, you know, but I wouldn't take that away from her just because, you know, she happened to be born into money. Just like, I won't take it away, like, I won't take it away from someone who wasn't born into anything. Like, they're the real, like, they are actually self-made. She's not necessarily self-made, but you can't take away that credit. So what I'm trying to say, I don't know if that was a good analogy, but what I'm trying to say is, yes, your situation might suck, but, you know, it's just, what are you going to do with it? You have to do something with it. You can't just sit there and expect people to nurture you and build you up and do all these things. Like, you're responsible for how you handle it going forward. It's tough. It's hard. I know. But please don't be like a Bob's the Builder chick, like Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, you don't have to save him. He can save his damn self. Okay? And you don't have to love him back to life. He needs to do that work on his own. If he doesn't like the situation that he's in, he can change it. You know, I'm not saying like you can't be supportive of your significant other, but if that's all you are, is just support. You're his mother, you're supporting him financially, you're supporting him emotionally, you're supporting him in every single way, then that's a toxic situation. You need to cut it, okay? Anyway, so that's the fourth type of guy, the victim. That's the type that's very hard for me because I'm very empathetic and I always want to take care of people, but I've had to realize like who's taking care of me. I want someone where we can take care of each other. Anyway, I think we have to wrap up now. Thank you so much for sticking with me this long. I love you guys so much. Follow me on Instagram at @friendlysisterlyadvice if you haven't already. And leave a review on my podcast, either on Apple or Spotify. If you like it, you know, let me know what you think. I got my first review and I was so excited. I want to know what you guys think, how you feel about the podcast. Feel free to DM me on Instagram with tips and, you know, suggestions. I'm always listening. I'm always looking to improve. Thank you so much for being a part of my family. I love you so much. Be kind to each other, but more importantly, be kind to yourself. Bye.